Aaron Neville, the sweet voice singer and member of the Neville Brothers Band, has a new album called Bring It On Home, the Soul Classics, reworkings of beloved soul tunes. He and his brothers make music that is at the heart of what New Orleans is, so I was anxious to find out if Aaron had been back to the city since the devastating floods in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
I haven't been back, no. My doctor told me I don't go back because of the toxic stuff they were talking about in the air and all, and I have asthma, and, you know, my wife is fighting cancer and all, so, you know, we moved to Brentwood, Tennessee, right out of Nashville, and that's home, you know. Mm. I don't know if I'll go back one day. I can't say now, you know.
Have other members of your family been back?
Yeah, my brother Art, well, his house wasn't damaged, you know. My daughter went back, but she had to move across the river, and one of my sons and my sister, they all went back because of jobs they had, you know, but... Cyril, my brother Cyril is in Austin. My son Ivan is in Austin, and my son Jason is in Atlanta. And well, Charles has been living in Massachusetts for about the last 10 years.
What happened to your house?
Had 8 feet of that whatever that stuff was.
Ooh. Oh man!
Yeah, that mixed, you know, toxic soup bowl, you know.
Well, so, I mean, you know, people talk about what's going to happen to the city, and it kind of says a lot to me that the Neville brothers, who people just, you know, you think of New Orleans, you think of the Neville brothers, if they aren't all going to go back to New Orleans, it doesn't bode well.
Well, you know, I'm hoping all the best for New Orleans, you know, and for the people that's there, and, you know, there's a lot of people that would like to go back and can't go back, you know, because of other reasons of losing their houses or didn't have insurance or whatever, you know.
Hmm.
And it's like I keep all those people in my prayers because a lot of them are displaced somewhere and they don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, you know, after FEMA stops taking, you know, giving them something, you know. Because they lost everything, you know. It was like, hey, you ain't got nothing.
Aaron Neville is our guest, and we're getting a chance to talk with him and hear some live versions of tracks from Bring It On Home, a new album. And up next, Stand By Me. Man, this song is such a classic. A lot of people have cut it. You know, what goes through your mind when you're cutting something that you know, there have been a number of versions of? How do you make it your own?
Well, you know, this particular CD, man, it was like being in the studio. I'm in my vocal booth, you know, and the band was out. I could see them through the glass, you know, and I had moments in that vocal booth because of the things that was happening that year. You know, like I say, my wife fighting cancer, and my visions of these people in this water, and, you know, bodies floating and all, and it took on a new meaning. It was like a prayer, you know. The song turned into a prayer, and I was like in a space, you know, and you know, that song, when it brought me back to the first time I heard that song, you know, when I was like a teenager or something, you know. So it was special.
Well, you are right in that the song is like a prayer. This is Stand By Me.
Just as long as you stand that I had made. So darling, darling, stay, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, my darling, please stand by me.
Aaron Neville doing a live version of Stand By Me, and we're getting a chance to talk with him today. Aaron, you're a very spiritual guy. I mean, you've made some amazing recordings. I know Ave Maria has been really important to you. Were you always religious, or was there a point in your life when you became so?
You know, I went to Catholic school, to grammar school, and that's when I first heard the Ave Maria. And I didn't know what the words were, but it used to soothe my soul, you know. And through my life in different dark times, I was able to sing that song, and it got me through. It let me know I had a light at the end of the tunnel. And like I said, at times when I was in the bowels of hell, I felt God, you know. And right now my favorite prayer is Footprints in the Sand. I know each time he carried me. So Lord's been with me through my life.
I know you've gotten a lot from St. Jude as well.
Right, my mother turned me on to St. Jude, and it was Saint of the Hopeless Cases. But you know, so I wear an earring in my ear, St. Jude medal, and I've seen a few miracles. I'm a miracle, you know, so to still be around, and I'm thankful. So you know, on my CDs, I always give thanks to God, Blessed Mother, St. Jude, you know, and my parents, and, you know.
How do you say that, how do you feel that you're a miracle? How have you been blessed? I mean, you've been blessed with your voice. I'll give you that.
Number one, and I've been blessed to come through some times. Like, I have a song on one of my gospel CDs called Jesus is a Friend of Mine, where I say a line, I could have wound up like some of my buddies, either dead, crazy, or doing time. And, you know, we go up and play in the state penitentiary in Louisiana and Angola, and I got friends up there. One friend, we used to run together in the days, you know, and he's got 300 years, so, man, hey. And I just flipped it around and said, well, there go I, but for the grace of God. And it's like that.
Aaron Neville is our guest today. The new album, as we mentioned, has Charles is here. Charles is here playing the horn, and Art Neville's on here. David Sanborn. You do a couple of duets. Chaka Khan is on here, but you do one.
Yeah.
You do one with Mavis Staples. Now, how long have you and Mavis known each other?
Well, we toured together, and she and I did a cut on the Blind Boys of Alabama's album, and you know, we did a Christmas tour with them, and so we've been friends since Pop was around, you know. And so, like, that song, to have somebody sing on that song, it's her song, you know.
She's
the signature.
Right.
Yeah, you know, she put the meat and potatoes on it, you know.
Indeed. Well, unfortunately, she's not here, but we'll have to just sort of think of her. But this is a version of Respect Yourself from our guest today, Aaron Neville. Respect Yourself. That is another one on this new Bring It On Home Soul Classics, and we're getting a great opportunity to hear these songs live and talk with Aaron Neville today about the music and things that have gone on in his life. Now, Bring It On Home, you know, that's the title of this. But one of the, to me, I mean, there's many high points in here. And it's just a song you do. And every time I hear anybody do it, but to hear you do Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come is just sends chills down my spine. And that seems like a really, really special song to a lot of people. Is it a special one to you?
This is the third time I've recorded it.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess you'd call it special. Oh, yeah. It was like, you know, the first time I heard Sam Cooke, I was 13 years old. You know, like when I was growing up, when I was a kid, I used to sit on my grandmother's lap and listen at the gospel stations, and I'd hear Brother Joe Mayers and Sister Rosetta Tharpe and the Blind Boys and all, you know, but a lot of the gospel groups, they would sing hard. They would scream, like, you know. And I heard Sam Cooke sing this song one of these mornings. It's called Any Day. And he was so smooth and cool. I said, wow, you know, he just done something to me, you know. And whatever was happening in the world, it didn't matter because I could sing along with Sam on this song.
Mm.
And anything Sam did, you know, I was definitely into the spirituals, you know, like Wonderful and Touch the Hem of His Garment and all of that. But anything Sam did, it was like cool with me.
Now, you talk about something that's always been true of him with the Soul Stirrers and beyond, is that he sings pretty. He sings smooth.
Right.
And that's, yeah, of course, something that you do. Was he any kind of an inspiration to use that part of your voice?
He was a big influence. You know, like I say, I'd take his songs and I'd lay on the floor in my house and listen to him and go along with him lick for lick, you know, and, you know, him, Nat King Cole, Clyde McFadder, and, you know, all of the doo-woppers, but Sam was number one. And then later on was Marvin Gaye and Curtis and them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is just another great version of A Change Is Gonna Come from Aaron Neville.
Oh. I was born by the river. Oh, in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. Oh, it's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living. Oh, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky. Oh, it's been a long, long, long time coming. All I know, change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Go to my brother. Oh, my brother. Oh, my brother. And I say, brother, help me, please. Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me. Oh, my God, on my knees. And oh, there's been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I may be able to carry on. Oh, it's been a long, long, long time coming. change gonna come. Oh, guess it will. Blow your horn, Charlie. There's been times that I thought, oh, oh, I could lie for long. But now I think I may be able to carry on.
Sam Cooke's classic, A Change Is Gonna Come, from Aaron Neville, singing live for us today on the Cafe. You talk about him back with the Soul Stirrers, and if people are not initially familiar with his gospel roots and go back and listen to that, vocally, he does exactly the same things with his pop music that he does with his gospel music.
Yeah,
go ahead.
He brought it over. You know, he like... He brought what he was doing in the gospel into the... matter of fact, the first song he did that wasn't gospel, it was he did a remake of Wonderful and called it Lovable, and he was talking about a woman. I said, oh, wow, I don't mess up Wonderful. That was the only one I was kind of not, you know, happy with.
Right. You tried that one, and yeah.
I used to like Wonderful, you know. That was like one of my favorite... Maybe one day I'm going to record that song, too, you know.
If people have seen Aaron Neville in concert, you kind of sometimes you seem to get transported. And what do you think about when you're singing?
You know, I be giving thanks to God for letting me sing. And like I said, you know, you might hear people saying, "Well, you're doing gospel and you're doing this." It's all gospel to me. You know, it's God loaned me His voice. It's not mine. He loaned it to me. And that's what I tell young singers. I say, don't ever think it's you. Because it ain't, you know, you're being used as an instrument. And that's what I try to do. I try to connect with the audience and let them feel what I'm feeling.
Well, Aaron, congratulations on this, and thank you so much.
You.
And our prayers were with your wife and with you, and thank you very much for being here today.
Thanks a lot. It's fun.
Aaron Neville is our guest, and thanks to this great band here on the World Cafe.